A community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather, a place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
All right, this is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Excuse me. Happy holidays. Last song was Devil Dog by Yalele. Wow, been a long time since I screwed that one up. By Yalele. That was Devil Dog off of Birdhouse and Conduit. Before that, Family Tree by Knitting off of Some Kind of Heaven. And the first of the three, first of the hour, was Noise Machine by 22 Degree Halo off of Lily of the Valley. Those are all tracks, songs off of albums that were released in the last 4 months here. And this is the first really new playlist that I've put together in a while. And this block of songs, this half hour, is going to be focused on stuff that released in the last few months, where I've been on this sort of semi-hiatus because my music library died on me, or the hard drive that contained it, at least. That is being shipped off now, and I got an email notification from Seagate that they're going to pry that thing open and see what they can get out of it. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be playing this stuff again, and it's cool too because two of those albums there, specifically Lily of the Valley and Some Kind of Heaven, two new albums, but both those acts are bands that I interviewed in the past, and now, you know, at those times, this was Knitting I interviewed about a year ago, and before that, Will of 22 Degree Halo, that was summer of 2023, and it was cool to, you know, hear these albums that they were working on at the time and figure out, you know, what was really going on behind the scenes. So yeah, pretty exciting to see that. And in that time as well, both those acts get signed, so they're on labels now, so that's also really cool. Yeah, and it's nice to, I'm gonna, in air quotes here, like, play with this music to actually use it on air, after kind of taking this long hiatus and stuff too, like, playing Yalele. I mean, considering Yalele is so long being such a frequent artist that I've played on this show, it feels weird to, like, almost ignore an album in a way, because I've been, you know, reusing stuff so much. But yeah, another terrific album, Birdhouse and Conduit. So I really got to rack up some really great albums that released in the last few months here and kind of save them for this, I guess, even though that wasn't really my intention. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, because it's also going to be a Christmas episode, but only in the latter half. Coming up next, though, is more new stuff. And the first track that's going to start off the next little segment is going to be one from the band Dylan.
Yeah.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense. Last song was 12R by Her New Knife off of Chrome is Lullaby. Before that, Jerry by Dirty Milk off of, well, it was a single, so it's just Jerry. Before that, Democles, Ornate Sword. It's in parentheses, those last two words. That's by Dylan off of their most recent and their final album, 16 Pound Rainbow. And if the first three songs of this hour were all bands that I've listened to for years and played on the show numerous times before, these are all bands that I'm playing for the first time on this show and only got into recently. Luckily enough, I managed to catch both Dirty Milk as well as Her New Knife recently within the last few months, and both were great shows. However, Dylan is no longer, so that was their final album. It's a really good one. It actually reminds me a lot of A History Of and their album Action in the North Atlantic. For some reason, the vocals sounded really similar through parts of it, and I really like that other album, so I was checking to see if, you know, they shared a vocalist. And then I was... And in the past, I remember checking to see if A History Of shared a vocalist with North of America. And these are all bands that are separated by like a generation. But nonetheless, I thought there might be some commonality. There isn't, as it so turns out. But anyway, all terrific tracks, again, off of very recent albums. And yeah, pretty exciting stuff. I was actually at a show, while the single show that I've seen from Dirty Milk, they played at Saturnia. I'm saying that wrong, probably. But that show was actually recorded, so it's pretty cool. You can find that up on Bandcamp now, and that single was released earlier in the fall, I think, in like September. Yeah, and Her New Knife are really terrific. And it's also crazy. When I went to go see them, so a friend of mine that clued me in said that he must have known about them for a while and really wanted to see them. Got there and I knew nothing about them. I don't think I had even listened to any of their albums before going to the show, but they were really great. And they're all super young, unless they're all like secret 30-year-olds. Like they all looked like, you know, kids, like early 20s, late teens sort of thing. So that was also pretty crazy. But nonetheless, Chroma's Lullaby is a terrific album. Anyway, moving on. It's now going to be into songs I've played on the show before, but they're all going to be holiday related. So here we go.
These country roads take me home.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Take me home.
Thank you. Nothing,
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Christmas by Bat Bike, a single. Before that, Taking Down the Tree by Low off of their Christmas EP. And the first of those three was Glimpses by Chris Tens off of the Old Uglies Christmas with Friends, which is a Christmas compilation from, I don't know when, probably like a decade ago, from Edmonton, Alberta, somewhere. But yeah. Anyway, this is now the Christmas, sad Christmas and section of the episode. And in fact, the Christmas part is over. Those three songs are the only Christmas-related ones. And if I'm being honest, I'm not even sure what that Chris Tens track has to do with Christmas. I've never listened closely enough or picked up on what he's actually saying. And it's funny, the rest of the compilation is pretty, a lot of it is kind of standard upbeat Christmas music, which is nice. But yeah, it's definitely a little bit out of place on there, but not out of place on my fifth annual Christmas New Year episode of this show, where I remember for the first time really making a point of trying to play stuff as sad as possible. Looking at it, that cold winter hellscape through the LU radio station windows. But yeah, definitely took a bit of a dive compared to the tracks that were playing earlier. And these ones I didn't really have to think about so much because I've been playing, I have kind of like a stock of like Christmas and holiday and New Year stuff that I play. So really I was cheaping out just playing those six new tracks in the previous half hour. But anyway, I really love these songs and I like Christmas time. I like the New Year. So anyway, coming up next is Kid Dakota.
without scripts, without pills. November was so cold coming down, and I'm all alone, watching the snow fall on the pines, and the smell.
Cause
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO, CJ1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense, and the last song there was The Overcoat by Kid Dakota off of So Pretty. Just one song, because I wanted to have, like, two kind of endings to this. I really like the idea of ending both with The Overcoat and with I Am the King, but I can only do one or the other, but I figured this would sort of be like ending on The Overcoat. Yeah, and that's a terrific song. Yeah, that's one that's always on my mind when this season approaches, when I feel January slowly encroaching. And it's off a terrific album as well. I'm not sure if this song I played on my like original holiday episode, but it probably was. It was one of the like original kind of defaults that I go to for holiday music on this show, alongside that song by Lowe, Taking Down the Tree, which I remember listening to on the floor of my father's basement as I was searching for alternative Christmas music, specifically sad Christmas music. And what a surprise that Lowe had a Christmas album. Anyway, in my mind, that album by Kid Dakota is sort of like honorary CanCon. Of course, I don't label it as such for the SoCan audit that's going to be going on at CJLO when this plays, so anyone listening knows. I label everything correctly. But it really captures sort of the feeling I had, like the sort of the sort of desolation around there in the wintertime and New Year's, especially when you got nothing to do, especially when you're not feeling too great. To be in a place like that that can be so desolate and austere at that time of the year, the extreme cold, extreme winds, extreme snow. There's something really, really brutal about that. But nonetheless, I like the holiday season. I enjoy it. It looks pretty dry outside today for me here in Montreal. This last song coming up, very last one, is I Am the King by Duster. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Thank you. 'Cause I'm the king, and I own everything. I'm the king, and you're
award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.